It's Tracy and Noel. They're gonna make you LOL on 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk.
Hello and welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk. This is 270. I'm your host, comedian Tracy Carnazzo, joined by my co-host, comedian Noel Winters Herzog.
Hey.
Hey. We're here to talk about Happily Ever After Season 8, Episode 6.
Wow.
Do you think that if we always talked like that, people would listen still?
No.
I think they would.
You do?
I think people listen to stupid podcasts all the time.
Thing. Here's what shocks me. Mm-hmm. I listen to some very popular podcasts, and I was listening to one recently. I will not mention names, but they have like a big following, and they did they do a lot of like interviews, and there was a celeb interview. It sounded like it was underwater. The sound quality on so many podcasts.
What is the deal?
But I mean, these podcasts, they have like 10 ads a podcast, and it's like,
right,
how can you sound like this?
Why are you so bad at this?
It's the craziest thing.
Guys, if you need some sound advice, or it's just some sound advice, you know who to contact. Before we get into it, you know what to do. You can go to patreon.com/trashtalkpodcast to listen to all of our other podcasts, including 90 Day Fiancé, The Single Life Trash Talk, Recycled with Noelle and Michael, that covered, oh my God, what did you guys cover last week?
Crossroads.
Spears. They're also covering The Real Housewives of New Jersey, season 2.
That's crazy. So next week, you know, there's going to be another episode out. It's happening. Or this week, if you're listening to this.
There's no way. There's no actually no way to know.
There's no
Jersey
way.
Shore, Macaroni Rascals, and So Pumped, a Vanderpump Rules podcast. But right now, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Happily Ever After, Season 8, Episode 6.
Kind of a boring episode.
Kind of a very boring episode, but we're going to do our best to put a little bit of flair on it, to spin it, if you will.
No, we are. It's just weird that they took out two couples this week.
Yeah.
I just thought that was weird. I don't need to see Jasmine and Gino.
Yeah.
I don't need to see Ashley and Manuel. I just thought it was weird because this was so empty. So why, you know, saying.
Right, well, we're going to jump in the pool with Nicole and Mahmoud.
She is like a psychopath, right?
There's something so wrong with her that I've seen in this episode very specifically.
Yeah.
Like, we always knew, but like,
Yeah, but you know what? When she went to Egypt, she was just kind of like this funky, like cool girl who couldn't really adapt, who kind of just jumped into converting into a marriage, and she didn't really understand it. And now it's like, why are you so mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's everything changed.
Well, we enter this episode where they're still fighting in front of her friends. And this is Julian. Julian is her male friend.
Right.
And he's talking to Mahmoud. And well, he's smoking a cigarette outside.
And he's really nice to him.
He's really nice, but
he can't stop calling him Mahmoud.
Right, but he's also wasted.
They all are so drunk. I mean, they can't see straight. It's crazy.
I'd be so
annoyed if I was Mahmoud too.
No, me too. And he's like, yeah, you know, girls say awful things to hurt us. But she embarrassed him. She did embarrass him.
Well, that's the thing. He's like, I'm embarrassed. I'm also shocked about the alcohol. I didn't know there was alcohol in the house. Now, to
he's like,
us,
this is day
that's
two.
Not a big deal.
Sure, but he's like, this
him,
is day
it
two.
Is. Yeah, of course.
Well, they had talked about compromise. And he's like, you know, she knew who I was before I got here.
And he said that he would try to meet her halfway, but he's been there for 2 days. Like, give him a minute.
Right. Now, Julian is with Olga, who's from the Ukraine.
Right.
And he said that they also had to compromise. And he's like, listen, you don't want to get divorced. Divorce isn't good for your religion either. No, he's right, though. They don't believe in divorce, right?
No, I know they don't believe in divorce, but it's just like,
Nicole's 9 years older than him.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. She's 40. He's 31.
That. Oh, interesting. Okay. But she's also wasted and mean.
She's so mean. So she's going to talk to him while her friends are there. They're going to keep fighting.
What the hell did you bring your friends home for? Like, okay, if I was arguing with Matt and you came to the house, I mean,
with
listen,
no furniture.
We could say anything in front of you with no furniture, just architectural desks.
Okay, but don't bring me there so you could fight.
Well, that's the thing. So it's like, if I walked in, Matt and I just had a fight, I'm sure I would have told you about it ahead of time. But if he would have greeted you, I wouldn't be like, get the fuck out of here. What are you doing here? Why are you acting like we weren't fighting? It's like, Why are you embarrassing him? Yeah.
So Julian's like, oh, Mac mood is very genuine, but the situation's frustrating. And she's now, as Julian's being interviewed, you hear in the background, she's screaming, get out of my house. Go. Get the F out.
And she's like trying to slam a door. It pops
she goes,
open.
Get the F out if you're going to be a traitor.
Okay. He's a traitor?
She said that he looked at the suitcase and she lost her mind because he looked at his suitcase.
I mean, here's the thing. I've been in these manic episodes before when I'm in like this relationship that I'm stressed out about.
Can you ask your friends to leave? Right, why did you bring your friends there?
Because you were drunk and you thought it was a good idea, I guess.
All right. Well, she's like, get the F out. And he's like, okay. And then she's like, what are you doing?
And she's like, I didn't mean it.
So, and then she starts screaming at Julian, Julian, come on, please help.
And Julian's like, oh, okay, he's a good sport.
He's
drunk,
good sport.
But he's
They're
a
trying
good sport.
To stop him from leaving. And he's like, oh, maybe the balcony's better.
Because it's like, don't run away. Because also, where is this guy going to go? He has no phone.
I know, it's nothing.
Like
he's going for a walk. Obviously, he's going for a walk. He's going
to
come back.
He's like, I'm going to get to Egypt no matter what. It's like, I don't think that you will, probably. But okay. Mm-hmm. But it's like not even like fun to watch them. It's just like sad.
It's very upsetting. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, he follows him outside and he tries to chase him. But I don't know. I guess we'll see next week what happens.
That's what I need to see. I need to see like, did they
But you
ever
see, this was just
up?
Like, this was 5 minutes.
But like, it's also, they had a tiny little part of it. Right.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's also like, will they be ever happy at all this season? I don't know.
I don't know. Well, we're moving on to Emily and Kobe.
This is very annoying and stupid.
Do you think
too.
This is real?
I mean, here's the thing. I don't know. I was thinking no, but then it's like, I don't know.
I don't
she
think
is
so.
Very annoying.
So they're at this like cafe after this game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're talking about her conversation with his friends. And she's like, yeah, Valerie told me about your ex. Is she going to be invited to the wedding? Now, here's the thing. I don't think Emily's like actually jealous.
I don't know. It's not that I think she's jealous, but I think that she believes what they told her and it's bothering her.
Oh, I believe what they told her too, though.
Who cares? You're married with two kids.
Yeah, but he's playing dumb and he's blaming her for digging. She's like, no, I literally, it's not like she asked like what's up with his ex-girlfriend.
Right.
So he's like, I want to meet her. Do you still talk to her? He's like, yeah, from time to time.
I know. See, but like the thing is, she annoys me so much that I'm like, I can't take her side. I just can't.
They're driving now and they're going to go meet his friend and they go through a checkpoint and they have to show their passports.
And they're like so nervous.
I know. Well, I guess it's like you don't know what's going on in a different country.
Well, that's the thing. It's like you see these men, they have guns and you're
right.
like, what is
I don't
happening?
Know.
Yeah.
All right. So they're going to go see.
Because Kobe was like, these are kidnappers. They're going to mug you. Right.
Thank you. So they're going to go meet with baby Val. Mm-hmm. And this was his roommate in China. And they met. So Emily knows her because when she met Kobe, he was with baby Val.
That's so cute. She flips out when she sees them.
Yeah. She sounds fun. Like she seems.
I know. Like
fun.
I like her. But that's why it's like that was my friend in China. She's like a cool friend.
Yes. So they go to this amusement park that is like very underwhelming.
Underwhelming, but it's good for the little kids, I guess. You think Kobe knows the difference?
No, of course not. So she was there when Kobe met Emily, and she said that Emily's always been bossy. She's like, yeah, you've always been bossy. Like, what's the problem?
But I like that she says it to Emily because Emily's like, well, I'm not really bossy. And she's like, you've always been bossy.
Yeah. And she's like, listen, just ease up a little bit.
Right.
Try to get closer to his friends.
Well, because I understand, though, it is different there.
Yeah, she's like, play the game a little bit.
Yeah, just play the game. Why can none of these women on the show just play the game ever?
She can't play that. They can't play the game. So she's going to try to get closer to his friends. So she invites them out. She gets a table at a club.
But an all men's club?
No, I think that
here's one woman in that place.
Because I don't think women go out.
That's wild.
That's what it is. It's not that it's a men's club. So Valerie has a lot to say about this. But Valerie, your jacket doesn't fit you, sir.
Oh, you're so funny. I didn't even notice that. Okay.
So he said that he's going to pray for them.
But I like that Kobe shows that this is how white people dance. That was very funny.
So he said that usually a wife invites you for dinner. And he's like, yeah, you could have invited us to your hotel for dinner.
Okay. And then she's like, listen, if we were in America,
yeah, you can
I
come.
Would invite you to our house. And he's like, yeah. No. This isn't a good look, basically.
Right. So
shut up. They're looking for an argument.
Okay. Well, he said that he judges her and he grades her poorly for inviting them to the club. This is the other guy. And his shirt doesn't fit at all either.
But she's sticking up for herself.
Grade F on this shirt fitting.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's shirt fits them.
They're being super nasty and she ends up walking away. I don't know if this is real.
Okay, but let's play the pretend game. If it is real, they're rude, she's rude. Everyone's rude. She's reacting to their rudeness, yes.
Yeah.
But it's also like me personally, is that gonna rattle me?
No.
We're there.
We're married.
For what?
Too bad. I'd be like, hey guys, bad news.
Right.
We've gotten married and we had
guess
two kids.
What? She's probably
and he lives
pregnant.
In America.
He's probably getting pregnant on this trip too, because they have
literally
three kids now.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. Well. Was an ad.
This is so dramatic.
Okay, so she's crying and driving. And then in the confessional, she says, quote, Ed canceled the wedding.
She looks awful.
She's looked awful this whole... Yeah,
this is
bad.
Not about her weight. This is about
no,
her skin,
she looks
skin
bad.
Color. But that's what I'm saying. Because people think, like, oh my God, she gained weight. No. That has nothing to do with it. She looks like a broken woman.
Yes.
It's
so
sad.
They fought in front of his family because they had taco pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And Riley's was too spicy and Ed made it too spicy and said to Riley, stop being a baby. So Liz said something to him and he got upset and called her crazy.
But now...
Mm-hmm.
If you rewind back to the barbecue, Riley, I thought was a vegan. Remember, I'm going to make my vegan baby tacos. I'm going to make tofu and potato tacos for my
baby.
So
maybe
vegan
it was
baby.
Pasta with taco seasoning on it.
I don't know. I just
it doesn't
feel like
necessarily
taco pasta.
Have to. I don't know, man. Well, he left while Liz was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And then she found out that he canceled the wedding because the officiant texted her and was like, sorry, the wedding got canceled.
She knew that the wedding was going to get canceled, though, because she kept saying he gets cold feet and makes excuses all the time.
She had one tear coming down her face. I'm like, oh, my
I know.
She says she's like, but the fight wasn't even as bad as usual. This was over stupid taco pasta. Liz.
Mm-hmm.
Liz.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't. She doesn't get it.
She doesn't get it. She takes it literal.
Yes.
Like, oh, this is about this fight. And it's
right.
Like, no. This is about the whole thing. And as much as I hate Ed,
I think this
like,
is a great idea.
He's right.
Yeah, this is
he's
a great
just
idea.
Right. Yep.
So she said that he got cold feet and he means everything to her and she'll fight for him. And it's a special kind of love and she's dying inside. Liz, get it together.
Well, she's so blinded by it. Once she gets away from it, she'll realize it. But she is so blinded by it. He has convinced her that she cannot do any better than him.
I know. And she said that she wants to be with him. So now, back at the ranch,
mm-hmm.
Ed is talking to someone with dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Liz. And then she turns around and it is his cataract-riddled sister, Elizabeth.
It is his sister who is too cool for school in her shades.
And they try to make it like it was Liz. Come on, stop.
No, I know. It's so stupid.
But he's his victim because Liz was yelling at him. He made a taco pasta mistake.
I mean, here's the thing. He can never like accept responsibility. Mm-hmm. But the things that he says is right here.
Well, he said that she doesn't respect him. And he got his deposit back on the venue. And he, you know.
I also think that like he made... All right. He made her daughter stuff that was too spicy. And then Liz flipped out. And then
Liz flipped out because he said, stop being a baby. Just eat it.
Okay. I get it. But then it's like, he's like, oh, she kept flipping out. And the sister is like, I was just praying she would stop.
Okay. Well,
like,
she was
okay.
praying because she wants Ed to marry a born again Christian. And I'm like,
uh-huh.
You lost
mm-hmm.
me.
Yeah.
And now
I
you
know.
Lost me.
I know. And then she's like, oh, they took my eye bandages off. And I'm like, bleh. I don't ever want to hear about that. Yeah. So I think that they're both to blame. I think that Liz gets belligerent and I think she like flips out. And I'm sure that that was part of it. I don't think it was about the pasta. It's not about the pasta. I don't think it's about the pasta.
It's literally the same thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's literally the same thing. So, she wants him to marry a born again Christian. And he says, I know that if I'm with Liz, I will be miserable forever. Mm-hmm. Like, and he's like, I know that after this, like, Liz needs to go live her life and that this is not meant to be, like, we're forcing something. So I do agree with all of that. And I'm glad that he said all of that. I don't know how much of it he means because I think they're on last resort now. Mm-hmm. But I do believe all this. Or maybe they're not on last resort because last resort, they were on last season.
They were on last season because he said that they were went to therapy in Florida. So he said that his life would be a nightmare.
He also says that he hasn't told her because he doesn't think that she would believe it and that she like wouldn't basically that she wouldn't take him seriously. Like, so he would be like, oh, the wedding's off. And she would be like, no. OK, so I'm glad that he canceled it before he told her because otherwise she probably would like flipped out. Fine. You cancel.
I mean, here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's all wrong. But like, stop, because you shouldn't get married. So it doesn't matter.
Well, that's the thing. At the end of the day, you just
we're not trying
married.
To fix anything. Just walk away. Stop.
How, but what did he say? He was like, you know, the other 14 times
I was the one to apologize. It's like, so then stop. Both of you are the worst.
You're both the worst. Why are we doing this?
Speaking of the worst, let's talk about Rob and Sophie. Why are we doing this?
Tracy, first of all, Sophie's a liar. Second of all, I'm very scared of this. I know that you're not scared of tarantulas.
Yeah.
So that part, I listened. I just closed my eyes. So you can tell me what happened.
All right. Well, first of all, I was also triggered by this because he made her breakfast and he said, quote, salmon on crackers can't go wrong. What?
You can go. That's very wrong. If Matt made me breakfast in bed consisting of lox on crackers, I think he put them on like water crackers and one ball of fresh mozzarella.
That
with
she
a
hates cheese.
With a dirty ring in it.
Yep. And she hates cheese.
Because I know he didn't clean that ring too. And she hates cheese.
And she goes, it isn't even the ring. And then she's like, well, maybe it is. I don't know. She thinks that it's like a ring from Claire's.
It's so funny because she's like, I don't know if it's my wedding ring. And he's like, well, if it's not yours, you know, whatever. It is yours now. Nobody knows what the wedding ring looks like.
No one knows what it looks like. He doesn't know if it's a fashion ring, as she likes
to call it. It's a Shein ring or not.
All right. So we meet some of the spiders. We meet Swag, Venom, and Amori. And he has six of them.
And
he keeps them in the cabinet. Yeah, and he keeps them in a ring box in the cabinet.
So here's the thing. Anytime someone posted, Jamie Seal posted in our group, and she said, like, I could never basically love a man enough to
pet a spider.
Pet a tarantula. And then someone was like, hey, look at my pet tarantula. And then they posted a picture. And every time we talk about a tarantula, this person posts their tarantula, and I get really scared.
Said
my soul left my body.
She said that she's going to make an effort with his spiders. Is this a real thing? You're going to make an effort with his spiders?
Why are they in the smallest enclosure?
I don't know.
They can get out of there. Can I tell you something real quick?
Yeah, slow.
So I had a friend, Ryan, RIP. He died a couple of years ago. So he was with this girl. They were married. They had kids together. He was a fisherman. They were together for a long time and they lived in Garrettson Beach. And he loved spiders and he had a thing for spiders. And he collected them and he had all these crazy ass spiders, poisonous spiders, like in all things like that in the house. And one of them got loose and they had to search the whole house for it. And they found it in the daughter's play chest. I will never forget that. And it was like a crazy poisonous spider.
And then his wife killed him.
Right. Unrelated. He died.
Yeah.
But it's like, I can't think of something worse than this. Like, I love Matt to infinity. I would die for him. I would not have spiders in the house on purpose for him.
No, absolutely not. Also, they live 20 to 25 years.
That's crazy.
Well, she said that she used to save the snails that were on the pathway. Yeah.
Me too.
That's fine. Yeah.
I love snails.
That's fine.
Yep.
And she said that she had a snail sanctuary. He's like, you had a snail circus. It's the same thing. She's like, sanctuary.
Whatever. I had a sea monkey circus.
Well, she touches the spider. She said it's like velvet.
I'm sure. Yeah, listen, it's fuzzy. If you paid me, I could do it, but it wouldn't live in my house.
No. So she hangs with Kay and they're going to make some friendship bracelets. And Rob is really trying, she said.
Is he? But with locks on Ritz? That's what he's trying?
I mean, really. So Kay asks if they've been engaging in intercourse.
If they've been having sex.
And she said that she didn't consummate the marriage either because she was sick and drunk. She was sick on her wedding, remember?
She was.
And then we had to pretend that she wasn't.
Like, I can't even swallow.
All right. So they haven't had sex in 6 months, but they've been married a year. But now he needs
that's crazy.
But now he needs her to dress up for him.
So here's the thing. 6 months, rookie numbers, but not when you're first married. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. But also, now he will only have sex with her if she dresses up. So it's like, what? How has he been desensitized? What's happening?
So Kay brings up a woman and she said that she sexually has been with a woman and she hid that from Rob. Okay, so now they flash back to when he's like, have you ever been in a woman? And she says very specifically, I have never dated a woman.
Yep.
She said, I've never dated a woman. That's what she says.
Yeah, but she was also talking to her mom and she was like, I've never been with a woman. And her mom's like, oh, you should be with a woman. Like, she made it clear to the audience that she had never been with a woman too.
Sure.
So it's like, Sophie is a liar. Kay
said that they should go to therapy.
Kay was like, can I get in there? That was what she said, basically.
She's like, you should go to therapy. And
she's like, therapy sounds awful.
I mean, she's not wrong. Moving on to Patrick and Thais.
Come on.
Her dad a USA bucket hat.
I mean, but she is miserable too, this girl. I know you do. I like this baby. I want
this baby specifically. So cute.
I don't want it to ever grow up. I want it to be like Kirsten Dunst on Interview with a Vampire, and I want it to stay this
forever,
age forever, and I want this baby.
Well, John got her some beach toys to bring to Brazil, but there's no beaches.
There's no beach.
It's funny.
The winter, too.
I know, but they're also bringing the dog.
I know. That's nice. I like that.
It's wild, though.
Mm-hmm.
John's coming, and they talk about bringing the formula. They're going to think they're
smuggling it. Right.
All right. So her father is waiting for Patrick to talk to him again.
I forgot that her dad
she said
hated
him.
I totally forgot all about this.
Well, they land in Brazil, and he said that he had one leg, a dog, and a baby on the plane.
And he's like, but the dog and the baby did so well that I wasn't worried.
So he's not stopping at stop signs. She's screaming. But then eventually they get to this apartment, and it's like a time warp.
Well, but here's the thing. Her dad calls in the car
and
he calls him a little bastard.
Yeah, I know. That was pretty funny.
That's crazy.
He hates him.
Yeah. So why do you think this is a time warp?
Because it's like they forgot they had an apartment. They haven't been there in 3 years.
Oh, that's what I thought you meant, like aesthetically.
No.
Right. I know. They pay rent on it.
I mean, it's probably like $4 a month.
I know, but it's just so crazy. And his dad owns it.
So Jose, his father, comes over.
Right.
And she's like, who's there? And he's like, it's my dad. And she's like, how do you know? And he's like, because he said he was coming over. And I think she's pretend mad. You think she's really mad?
I think she gets mad over it. She was mad that he hurt his leg. She was like, you ruined everything with your surgery.
Same.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is not who I am.
Oh, okay. Well, we're very different. Moving on to our new couple that we haven't seen in many years, Lauren and Alexi.
So now, I learned about them from watching this. My friend is also Lauren's cousin.
Oh,
my friend
okay,
in
nice.
Brooklyn. So I actually knew about her, but I never watched the season with them.
Oh, okay. It was very uneventful.
I mean, that's
they
what
had
I figured.
A spinoff show that I never watched. That's what we're missing. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they're having a kids party. Their youngest is going to be one, but she's sleeping, and they sing happy birthday to her while she sleeps.
And they have three kids under three.
Yes. So Lauren is 35. She's from Florida. And Alexi, whatever. They call him Alex sometimes.
But it is Alexi, right?
Yeah. Is 35 from Israel. They've been together for 10 years, married for 8. Their kids are 3, 2, and 1. And she said that she was a counselor. She was a Birthright counselor.
Right. Okay. So they met on Birthright.
Yeah.
It's so
he was
funny
the medic.
Because my brother-in-law met a long-term girlfriend on Birthright.
So many people meet
forever.
On Birthright.
So many people meet on Birthright. Mm-hmm.
All right. So her friend Rona is there. Alexi's dad
and
is
Noga?
There.
Rona and Noga?
Oh, I didn't
even know. N-O-G-A.
So it turns out that Lauren is going to have a mommy makeover. She's going to have 360 lipo, but she's doing it naturally because she's having a fat transfer to her boobs. Now, as a board uncertified plastic surgeon, I am very scared of fat transfers.
Right. Pulmonary embolism.
Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh. Very,
blood
very,
clots.
Very scary.
Right.
Yeah.
She, does she have like a natural drunk accent? Because
yes.
I swear to you.
Yes, she
does.
Sounds
drunk.
And she also has
time.
Tourette's.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah,
I did not. It's fine.
Yeah, that's her. That's her accent.
I didn't even notice that. I'm saying like her accent. She seems like slurry.
Yes, that's how she talks. So she has abdominal dysstasis. So that's why she wants this. But it's like, I don't know. I mean, listen.
That's fine, but then why are you getting it on your arms and this and that? It's more than that.
She said that she has body dysmorphia and she's hoping this cures it. That's not how that works.
That's not how this works at all. So don't you think as a surgeon, as a fellow surgeon.
I'm a board uncertified plastic surgeon.
Don't you think that someone like this should be required to have therapy first?
Yes. A lot of surgeons will not operate on someone with body dysmorphia.
So I know that like
I don't operate.
So one of my friends had gastric bypass. She had to go through therapy. Oh,
well,
that's
stuff. That's just standard on gastric bypass.
No, I know. But I feel like it should be standard on someone with like body dysmorphia because it's just who knows if this is going to start a trend. And it's
right. But also remember something. The reason why people have to go through therapy for gastric bypass surgery is because insurance is covering it, and that's the requirements for insurance. This is something she's paying for out of pocket. So there's no requirements.
Right.
So then they're packing the car after the party and he's talking to her mother, who's kind of nasty as well.
She seems kind of nasty.
Yeah. And they show flashbacks of her mom screaming about them moving to Israel because at first they were going to move to Israel.
Yeah. I mean, I think my mom would scream too. Yeah. It's so far with three grandkids.
But her mother wants him to convince her not to go through with the surgery.
I mean, it's she's having a 5-hour surgery. She's not having like a routine liposuction.
you don't want to have a freak accident during a routine liposuction.
So she's having it like, this is a big deal. Yeah. You know what? I would want to change her mind too.
Same.
Yes. That it scares me.
Just saying.
So I'm excited to learn more about them. I know they seem like a little bit like a snooze fest, but I think that this is something interesting to cover that we haven't covered before. We haven't seen anybody like her before.
We have not seen anyone being opposed to surgery on this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you're following Noelle at Noe Girl on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I'm at Trixie Tuzini on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. TracyCarnazzo.com for all of my upcoming tour dates. And make sure you're following the podcast at 90 Day Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Go to patreon.com/trashtalkpodcast for all of our bonus episodes, including 90 Day Fiance, The Single Life, TracyCarnazzo.com, TracyCarnazzo.com, TracyCarnazzo.com. Bye.